Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are on the line. We are in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's sort of kind of windy and cold, but I like the cold weather. I prefer the cold versus it's a million degrees in the heat and I have to burn up. So anyway, I hope that you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful day and that you guys are doing things that are fabulous. And hopefully you smiled at somebody that you didn't know to make their day. You know, I just want to start off the show with, if you guys haven't heard on all my shows, I always talk about 211. I want to talk about it first today, and then I'll introduce our guest, Renee. She has the Naughty and Nice series of books. Well, actually, a publisher, she'll tell us more about it. But Renee's a novels. But we're going to, real quick, I was listening to, well, actually reading in the news about the higher suicide rate in the military. The young lady, I think she was in New York, who killed herself, and she was a dietitian, and she was saying she had the best life, but there was just she didn't feel like there was any hope. Suicide is the third leading cause for death in teenagers, and it's just something that we have to talk about. Not talking about it is not going to help. Did you guys know that psychiatrists have a high suicide rate? Some pastors do too. You know why? Because they are givers and they're listening to people. So when you guys get a chance, encourage your pastor, thank your psychiatrist, and thank a military person. But if you know somebody struggling right now with thinking that they want to kill themselves right now, you need to get them to the nearest emergency room or call 911. If the person is just saying, I think I'm going to kill myself, but I don't have a plan, you need to call 211. Don't put it off, and that way they can give them referrals or assess to make sure that they are not in crisis at that moment. Also, 211 can help anybody, whether it's with domestic violence referrals. Unfortunately, there are more shelters for men than there are women, for counseling, for food banks, for housing and other things. So 211 in all the states in the United States. And 1311 if you're in Romania. That's a long story. I'll tell you guys why I wouldn't know that one. All right, so today our special guest is Naughty and Nice, Renee A. Novels, and we're excited for the interview opportunity. She has a book that's due to release today, and she's going to join me. And Renee is an author of various genres, contemporary fiction, self-help, short stories, and poetry. Writing is her passion, and she spends a great deal of time doing just that. She's a graduate of Tarrant, I hope I pronounced it right, County College, and a native Texan. Yay, Texas! She is a reviewer, contributor, most motivational speaker, and loves networking and volunteering for various positive organizations. She's written two contemporary fictional novels called Dysfunctional Beginnings and Bad Intentions Are Deliberate, as well as a host of fictional short stories that seem so real that you can imagine the stories being about someone standing right there. We'll finish the rest of her biography. We're going to introduce Renee, let her introduce herself, and then we'll be back for the interview. Hi, Miss Renee.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, yes. You really covered it pretty well about who I am. Like you said, my name is Renee. I am a native Texan. I graduated from Tarrant County College. I've been married for 32 years with one son, and I love writing just as much as an author love, painter love a canvas. And my genres are contemporary fiction, poetry, and self-help. I love volunteering for positive organizations, and one that I'm kind of partial to is Feed My Starving Children. It's a volunteering ordeal that goes on that feed the people like in Africa and different countries that have depressions and stuff like that. I am an e-zine contributor and I love networking. I do reviews, and if you're ever interested in seeing any of my reviews, they're up under rambles.net up under the name Renee Harmon.
All right, and so where are you on Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah, I am. I'm not on Instagram. I'm trying to learn how to do a lot of these different things on these different sites, but I do have a website. It's www.nicenovels.com.
All right. Well, we're going to be back for our interview with Renee, but right now we're going to play some of the independent artists that has come on the show. We're going to start first with Ted Theodore Chestnut and Feel So Good. We'll be right back.
Lord, the way you embrace me. Lord, the way you love me.
Daddy, I love you.
Your love and kindness.
It feels so good, God. So good. So good. You love me through my struggle and through my pain, even through my ungratefulness. Unconditional love you bring.
Her new book. So her latest work is a self-help book for women and has been released on Kindle. The title of the book is The Simplest Lies, Open Thighs. Well, guys, you know, I always talk about, you know what, you need to stay. If they can't marry you first and they can't date you for a long time or whatever your perspective is, and you over there giving it up on the first few dates, I done told you guys that ain't working. Just like online dating, you guys get cut off and all that stuff. So I'm glad that Renee's here because she fits in with our motif of topics that we talk about. Additionally, she is in the process of completing her latest project called The Relationship Drop That Hit the Spot. Renee is in tune, in touch, and riding the roller coaster of life journey. Is the ride unpredictable times? Yes, as anyone can attest. Her dream isn't up for grabs. Her philosophy is plant the seeds that will nourish your dream and do what it takes to make it grow. All right, Miss Renee, we're going to start out with our questions. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First question is, who inspires you to be a writer?
You know what? The person that inspired me was Les Brown. I used to listen to Les Brown, and I used to listen to his story. And I wasn't just listening to his story. I was taking it in because I saw that it could go, you know, like against, you know, like in a different direction than what he was trying to go. He went through a lot of hardships and a lot of setbacks, but he inspired me because he kept it going. He just kept going. He wouldn't look back. He just kept going. So he really did inspire me. And one thing that I do before I write is I always listen to his YouTube called Mind Shift. It makes me feel like, you know, I'm unstoppable. I can, whatever it is that I'm trying to accomplish and whatever message that I'm trying to bring across, it makes me feel like I can do it and I don't have to keep second guessing myself. So I would have to say it's Les Brown.
All right. Well, in case you guys don't know, and I just went and looked this up, Les Brown was born February 17th, 1945. He's an American. Renee, you'll have to, when I'm talking, because you have noise in the back, you'll have to mute.
I need to do what?
Because you have some noise going in the background. So.
I apologize. Okay.
Oh, it's okay. He is an American motivational speaker, author, radio DJ, former television host, and a former politician. As a politician, he is a former member of the Ohio House of Representatives. His spouse was, surprisingly, do you know who his spouse was, Renee, in 1995 to 1997?
Gladys Knight.
Yes, it was. He was married to Gladys Knight in 1995 to 1997. He has children, John Leslie Brown, Owen Brown, John Andrew, and Serena Brown. And he has a sibling
mm-hmm.
named Wesley Brown. And his quote, let me see if I can get a quote. Too many of us are not living our dreams because we are living our fears. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. Help others achieve their great dream, and you will achieve yours. All right. I think one of the most inspiring people for me is, you know what, I'm having a lot of, maybe that's my feedback holding. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Uh-huh.
Okay, so it was my feedback. Okay. Okay. The next question is, did you write as a youngster?
Yes, I did. And you know what, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you're familiar with like the romance magazines. They used to have African-American romance magazines called True Romance and different magazines that used to come out a long time ago. I was always wanting to be placed in one of those magazines. And believe me, I sent in a lot of articles, but I never did get picked up. But that's where I started real early, trying to get into one of those magazines.
Well, it doesn't hurt to have a goal, but now you're doing your own thing. And we're going on to the next question.
Okay.
Who is your favorite African-American author?
My favorite so far is Patrice Gaines. I like the way she takes me to her stories. I like the way she makes me feel her stories. In the darkness, I see the darkness. In the light, I see the light. And she just happened to be one of my favorites. And I love one of her books in particular. It's called Laughing in the Dark. It was a book that really moved me. And I think if I lived for 10,000 more years, I think it made such an impact on me that I will always remember that book and her good work that she put in it.
That is very, that's very awesome. And I like how the people in the shoes are motivating to you. We each have somebody that's motivating to us. So that's good. My motivation for almost everything I do in life is God. Even when it comes to books, people that are really motivated to write in mm-hmm. about the scripture, that's really about me. Again, I got this from Google. Patricia Gaines worked at the Washington Post for more than 15 years, retired in 2001 to continue her public speaking, coaching, and freelance writing. She returns monthly to the jail where she was held to teach an all-day workshop for women. The workshop is done through a nonprofit. All right, we're going to go on, and on the line is Rolling with the Diva with Ms. Renee, and Renee is the author of a book, And she's going to talk about that book in a second. Minnie, why do you think some women have a low self-esteem?
Well, you know what? As women, we try to amuse people. We try to make them like us, even when, you know, it's like, does it really matter if they don't? Because, you know, you still have to live your life. And I think that that's one of the things that women get caught up in. We're appeasing sometimes. And sometimes, you know, it gets us in trouble because it's seen as a weakness and it's not necessarily meant to be. And one of the things that I also thought that gave women low self-esteem is that sometimes, you know, you have parents that, you know, they might not know exactly what to give you and feed you as a person that is going out into the world. Sometimes they don't know. So they're not keeping something from you because they don't, you know, because they just want to. It's just sometimes they don't know. And another thing, we have especially women, when they go out into schools and educational systems and stuff like that, they're immediately introduced to inferiority. You know, so to me, that was one of the things that I thought that would tap on a woman's self-esteem. And then you have babies having babies. That's one of the main things. Like, how can a baby tell another baby? You know, so that was one of the things I thought was important as well. And, you know, you also have, you know, people imitating other women, imitating other women. You know, like, what works for you, Sabrina, might not necessarily work for me, but I'm going to knock myself out to make what's working for you work for me. So a lot of times, if it's, you know, it can tap into your self-esteem because you're not being your individual, unique self. So we just have to some kind of way dig into ourselves and be important enough to ourselves to find out what is the next level, what do I need to do, what can make me a better person, you know. And spirituality, you're not going to get away with not having some kind of spirituality. I don't care if it's a personal relationship with God or you worshiping with others. That's got to be number one. So if you can't get that going, you're going to always have that cloud. And, you know, that's the only way you can come from under that cloud. You got to believe in somebody higher than yourself.
Amen on that. Thank you for that, Renee. I really appreciate it. You did hit some good points on just a lot of aspects that hit women in general, whether it's, you know, work, school, younger life. And I like the point that you said about parents. Parents are getting better, I think, about recognizing, you know, in today's society, how to be more in touch with their kids. I know I am with my son, but there's always something that can be better. So with that being said, I write a lot of poetry, so I'm going to read you guys something that I think relates to this. Any poems that I read on here belong to me. If you guys use them without my permission, I would be happy to give you my lawyer's phone number. So, in other words, don't use them without asking. This is called You Keep Going Because. You keep going because you are strong. You cry because you are strong. You're here because you're strong. You're strong because weakness is a strength. You're strong because you have God. It was written August 18, 2018. All right, we're going to now allow Renee to tell us about her book, give us a brief biography, and then we're going to ask her some more questions. Renee, I want you to tell everybody a brief biography about The Simplest Lies, Open Thighs.
Okay. The Simplest Lies, Open Thighs is a self-help relationship reference for women seeking an alternative to, like, tears, meaningless sex, heartache, and depression. It encourages women to love themselves before they ever hand their hearts over to a man. And life lessons, suggestions, and advice is thickly spread throughout this whole book. I would like to let people know before they ever even open the book, don't look for sugarcoating because it's the last thing in the world a woman that's constantly getting hurt needs. And this book covers every aspect of relationship with emphasis placed on women taking control of who can or who can't get it. And then, ladies, keep in mind that love is still out there, but how can you handle yourself? Let me see, love is still out there, but how can you handle yourself with a man if you're putting everything into him, you're taking everything from yourself, and it's just all about him? It's not going to work out that way. No, I don't care how many times we deal with it. It's not going to work out that way. You have to love yourself.
I like that. So, Renee, tell us how many chapters does your book have, or is it a self-help book and it's just all put together?
Yeah, it's put together, and each one have a topic. Every one of the pages that you turn is going to have a topic. I even put, like, little theoretical metaphoric lessons in there, so you can look, read that little story and then maybe see where this will take you. So I put a little thing in there for everybody, you know, the strong women, the weak women, the women that's trying, the women that's giving up. I mean, I've done it. I put everything I could think of, because what I did is I surveyed women to see what was really concerning them as far as relationships are concerned, you know. So that's where I got a lot of the ideas, and those are the things that they wanted me to address. You know, they didn't want this to be kind of like a sugar baby kind of book. They wanted it to reach women. They didn't want it to just be something they open up. It's got a nice catchy title, and you know, that's all. They wanted that book to have some meat in it that would really, really be thought provoking.
What were the top five topics that women wanted you to talk about?
They wanted to talk about incompatibility. That was one of the ones that they wanted to talk about, because, you know, a lot of times we get in there and we with people and we don't have anything in common with them. And after you get intimacy under control, all that is going to surface. And that's where you're going to get into trouble with your relationship, because now you're looking at each other when you should have looked at each other before you got to that point. The cheating, of course, that bothered a lot of women. You know, they just were just downhearted when they know that they were given everything they had, and it just, you just couldn't cut that cheating off, you know. So that was one of the things that bothered them, and they were just so tired of loving and not being loved in return, you know, and they were tired of the negativity. I even had a chapter in there that a woman really, really got with me, and she said, if you don't put this part in here, she said, then you shouldn't even write the book. She talked about the weeds, and, you know, the perception of it, and how other women of other races wear these same staples on their hair and stuff like that. And she wanted to know, why is it that they were sitting by so silently and letting black women take the brunt of all the ridicule, the nasty comments, the comedy? They wanted to know, Where were y'all when we were going through this? So, you know, so many things. You know, when you look in that book, you're going to see so many titles. But it's because when I talk to these women, this really did concern them. You know, they really wanted to know what is going on. Because, you know, one woman told me, she said, you know, I remember when I used to go to a concert or something like that, she said people came in and they were with their man. She said, now when you go to concerts, she said women are with their friends. You know, she said, so little things like that, she said, it's kind of like, you know, it's just, the romance is just leaving. She said it's just like it's just brushing the surface. It's just broken, you know. So you would be surprised, Sabrina, how women are really feeling. They feel alone, left, jilted, you know. So, you know, and I really did feel like I had to write this book. I really did. You know, this is my contribution to women that's walking around with their hearts broken.
I know women, some feel alone, some feel lonely, and as I've talked about on Rolling with the Diva, those are two separate things. Do you find that some women, did you address the religious aspect, or did you stay away from that?
I went there, too. I went there because, you know, people, you know, just a lot of women believe that just because they're with somebody, this is who you got to die with. If you're not getting what you need from a relationship or something like that, you probably need to make some other decisions. I try to stay away from trying to ask women to leave men and all that, because that's not for me to do, unless, of course, I will say something if somebody's being physically abused, you know, mentally abused or something like that. But otherwise, what I did is I made it their decision, but wanted them to understand there is a decision to make, you know. So, and I think that in several parts of it, I believe, is where I mentioned, you know, like before, when I say if you don't put God first, then you kind of messed up from the beginning. You've got to put that spirituality off in there. You have to.
I like that. What about celibacy? Because I think that a lot of women think that they have to eventually sleep with a man to get him to marry them, and they and then some think that they'll get left if they don't. Did you discuss that?
No, I didn't. And as a matter of fact, I addressed it in several of the chapters, because what we try to do a lot of times, and I say we because I'm a woman as well, what women try to do is they always want to prove a point to a man in bed. But what we don't realize is you can't prove a point to him, because he can, you know, women now, they're not like introverted, like, you know, like maybe some was before. Maybe they hid it better, I don't know. But women are just like, you know, like I say, they got men running for cover now. It's like, here it is, here it is, here it is, here it is. You know, so everybody's trying to prove something to themselves. And I even say in the book, wait. Try to get to know him a little bit. Try your best to get to know this man, because the same man that you're flipping out over is the same one that you're loving for everything you hate him for, everything you're loving him for.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I mean, I covered everything, Sabrina. I covered stores. I covered voters, voters registration, social media. I covered every area that I could think of, because this is what I was told each time I would go talk to a woman. You know, she's saying how she vote one way and her husband vote the other way, and it's getting in the way. And, you know, it's, you would be surprised what people are doing to be together today.
Yep, I hear you. I understand that. And that sounds like a really good different chapters and good information for people. One of the things I always tell people, and I'm not going to say I'm like the most innocent person, because I'm not, but I'm going to tell you guys from my perspective of being on dating after I was married, and my marriage was had to do with a lot of, you know, it was just not a safe marriage anymore after 18 years. But I have a problem, and I think I slept with one guy after I was married, but I have a problem personally with, you know, I have to sleep with you to get to know you, and I have to sleep with you if you want to marry me. I just have come to the point where if I have to sleep with you, I'm not marrying you. No, yes, I'm 54. I know some people say that's really, you know, you can't become a virgin again. My thing is, if you love me and we've worked through our stuff and we've identified, you know, what our differences are. And I think one of the things that women and men, because men, you're right, Ms. Renee, men are running for cover, but we need to set expectations. If you haven't set up an expectation from a person, and I went through this, and I have, I had a 64-point list, but I lowered it to 32. I still have the 64. But you need to set up expectations from the first time, you know, this is how I see dating. Dating is a business. Warren Buffett, Google, anything. The church is a business. If you don't address dating as a business and put out there what you expect, what you want, if you're going out with a guy just to have, say a guy asks you out, you need to be really clear. I only go out with men that are future perspectives. What are you bringing to the table? If that bothers them, they take off, bye. Because at the end of the day, I'm not wasting my time going out with you for a few cups of coffee just to hang out. I'm really too busy for this. And that's me. Now, everybody doesn't have to be like me, but I'm going to tell you what. The one thing everybody needs to do, and this is my personal opinion, you guys need to know God. Because I don't care who you are, you need to know Jesus Christ, or you need to have a higher power. Let me tell those people that are atheists, that are listening, yep, you can be atheist and still be okay. I don't care. All I'm telling you is if you better have something to believe in other than yourself, because if you're relying on yourself, you're going to stumble. You're going to feel alone. You're going to feel lonely. I'm alone a lot. I prefer in my little life that I've determined I like being alone. It just suits me better. But can I tell you, do I love hanging out with people? Yes. About 2 years ago, an article came out about extroverts that are actually introverts, and that's me. I can go out and be the center of the party. Tell you this, guys, I am the party. But at the same time, when the party's over, I'm done. I want to go home, hang with my dog, be in my room, call it a day. I've really enjoyed being by myself. Am I alone? Never, because I have God. Some people are going to say you can get lonely. I've experienced loneliness, but I'm going to tell you, in these last 2 years, when I have learned that I'm not alone and I'm not lonely because I have God with me, and he can be my buddy in all my conversations, then I got my head on my shoulders. Mind you, I'm the biggest sinner in this area. Shoot, I was just asking for repentance before I'm down on the air. But I'm just saying, you guys got to know your expectations. You got to know God. And I believe, because there's a Bible verse, and I believe this verse was created for me, that some people will remain single. Before I tell that Bible verse, Nay, what do you think about that?
I even mentioned in my book that, you know, when people are reading, I even tell them, I said, this book is not going to get a man for you. It's not going to do it. Chances are some of you are not going to end up with a man in your life, but it's not the end of life. You know, so that's what I try to get over to people. And the thing about one thing that I wrote in the book is that, you know, people, their desires and everything else, it's becoming insatiable. That's a chapter that I covered. Because it's like if you're getting something all the time, you want something else and something else and something else and something else. So a lot of times men and women are pushing each other to a level that it's not even safe. You know, it's not even safe to be in a room with somebody. I mean, people are doing some things in their rooms together. So by the time you meet up with somebody that's been through this and they've had it all and had it all, what can you bring in there to them? Nothing. It's just going to be a temporary relationship because people like what they like, you know. So I tried, Sabrina, I promise you, I tried so hard to be as open as I could, to let women know you don't have to go get butt extensions and stuff like that. If a man loves you, he'll love you if you're flat as an ironing board. You know, you don't have to do this stuff to yourself, you know. And what about a man that will make you go do this? You know, so I know all women say, some of them say, I do this for myself. And that's, and if it's truly that's the way you feel about it, you know, then that's between you and your decisions. But so many of us know that that's not why we're going to get these surgeries and different things like that. We know we're not. We're not happy with our eyebrows, our lashes. I mean, just everything about us. We got, you know, we're just doing so much. And what we're doing is we're just putting plenty of the same out there, just plenty of the same. And that's why some men are acting so crazy. You know, they got so much choice, you know. And women, they don't have choices like that. And that's why everybody's hovering around one man. And he's running because it's like he's got an overload, you know. So that's the kind of stuff. I was as straightforward as I could be. I tried my best. My intentions, I even mentioned it in my book, is not to hurt feelings or anything like that. But, you know, I've been in a marriage for 32 years. I have never known if my husband is doing, boy, he is down on the down low with it. You know, if he's cheating or I have cheated, he kept it good. He kept it like you'll never know. I don't know. He could be the worst in the world or the best in the world. I don't know. But love yourself enough to know you deserve to be loved. That's what women are walking away from. They're not seeking love. You know, it's just like, I want to own him. You cannot own people. You know, you get with them, you cannot own them. And that's why they go to the next person, and next person. So I think the book is very thought-provoking.
It sounds like it is. I'm going to read you guys a Bible verse, and then we'll be back with Renee for a few more questions. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. One of my favorite Bible verses is Jeremiah 29:11. And when I learned this verse and actually understood what it meant, it was much easier for me to basically say, I don't care if you date me or not. I don't have time for your drama. I'm good. And I've actually come to the conclusion, you know, after attempting to date many times, two of them were my fault because I am high maintenance. And I don't understand the social dating thing that goes on. And I'm just about, you're going to call me and not text me. So that was my fault because I didn't set that expectation up. But now I'm actually content and I'm really coming to the conclusion I am going to stay single because I like being single. I don't account to anybody except my God. And I am happy and I account to God. So here's my verse. I alone know the plans I have for you, plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster, plans to bring you about the hope and future for you. We are going to play one of my favorite gospel artists. Her name is, her song is Glorious. And she's ministerial appointed. She is one of the amazing singers. She's puts on the, I forgot the awards she's going to be put on, but she should be here in Las Vegas because we have the Stellar Awards coming on. So we are going to play Glorious, and then we'll be right back to continue the interview. Renee, hold on to the air, and we will be, hold on, and we'll be right back. All right, let's start it again. Here we go.
actually, we're going to go to loyalty, and then we'll be right back.
3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I died. I know it's all my fault. I can't regret what I did. Or question what is happening.
Nah.
And now it is what it is. That's the way the dice
is rolled. Look, 3 a.m. stumbling, mind gone, I'm wondering. 5 strong, we loving it. Milestone, we cover it. 3 a.m. by the juice spot, dreaming to get the coup drop. They ain't making the group stop, pulling up like a two socks. By the boondocks, chilling out cause the room hot. Getting high on the rooftop, never know when my dudes flop. Yeah, we got it here. Pimp talk, we out of here. Hit me up, then we got it there. Smoking right near Koala Bear. 3 a.m. in the studio, really it's nothing. Time I need another shorty, man, it's cheaper by the dozen. Told me he was your cousin, knew you was up to something. I knew it when I was hustling, I knew that you was nothing. Instantly got a jump and you text me off assumptions. I knew that you wasn't bluffing, that's why I'm no longer cuffing. And you...
Right, we're back with Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams. I'm your host. We're on the line with Renee. We're having a little bit of struggle there with Block Talk Radio and some of the people I wanted to play songs. But we're back. And Miss Renee, could you tell everybody where you're, where they can find you at so they can follow you and what you have coming up next?
I just finished working on these two projects, the one where a love drops that hits the spot. That's one that I haven't completely put out there yet. But, you know, my latest work is the one where the simplest lies open thighs. I can be reached at www.nicenovels.com. That's where I can be reached.
Right. And, Renee, we thank you for coming on the show. I'm going to let you give some shout-outs. And I want to ask you also, now, was this self-published or did you have a publisher?
It's going to be self-published. I was going through one publisher, and I wasn't particularly happy with them. So what I decided to do was just put it on Kindle for right now, and I'm looking for a publisher right now because I wasn't happy with the one that I had.
Well, that's awesome that you can do that on Kindle. All right. Now, is there a struggle with being your own self-publisher, or did you find it pretty easy?
It was pretty easy for me. I have to say, well, I have a son that loves computers, so it was pretty easy. So, yeah. So far, we have it on is Kindle right now.
Good, awesome. Now, would you like to give some shout outs and thank any people for listening in for you or anything else?
Yeah, absolutely. I do appreciate people taking out their time because I know they probably had some things that they could have been doing the big Super Bowl day. So I do want to thank everybody that took out time to listen to me. I was a little nervous, as you can see. I've never done this before. But please don't let it take away from the idea of what the book is about. You know, I think that once you read the book, you'll see that I had good intentions. But I wasn't, like I say, I didn't do it in a sweetie pie type style because I wanted people to get it, not to just read over it. I wanted them to get it. So I think if you read it and give it a chance, I think that you really will like it. And I tried to find everybody in the book. I really did. I did my best.
It sounds like you did. And Renee's newest book is The Simplest Lies, Opens Eyes. And it's really geared more toward women, and women discussing everything from hair weave to voting. And you heard the genre of other things you talked about. Women, first of all, me and I can both agree, you have to have a sense of esteem, and you have to know yourself before you can ask anybody else to know you. This has been Rolling with the Diva. We're going to wish Renee a great evening because she's a couple of hours ahead of her, so she can go on with her evening. We're going to finish off with a couple of songs, and then I'll come back and read a couple of pieces of poetry to you guys. Thank you, Miss Renee. Have a good night.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Have a great evening,
You're
everybody.
Welcome. You too. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to try to play our song. The one that you guys heard was Kaepernick, and that was by Miss Aisha Kearns. She is one of my favorite artists here as far as the secular and non-secular. She just has a heart. So we're going to finish up with, we're going to play Kaepernick, and then we'll play Glorious, and we'll come back and read some poetry. Here we go. Sometimes I think Blog Talk just does not like me because it acts up and it shouldn't be. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you guys just hanging in there with me.
Thank you.
All right, that was Glorious by Appointed, and I just really thank her for being one of my independent artists. And now we're going to go to Kaepernick. And just so you know, Kaepernick was written by Aisha Kerr. Sorry, we got it a little mixed up with the music. But Kaepernick was written by Aisha last year when Kaepernick, he was taking a knee and the NFL would not give him work and the president said something. And I know a lot of people are saying they're protesting football right now. But let me tell you, Kaepernick, he has money. He doesn't care either way. Y'all missing out because he has plenty of money. He has Ford. He has plenty of new commercials, new things going on. So just enjoy your life and don't get on bandwagons that you don't need to be on. We're going to continue the song. All right, we're back with Rolling with a Diva. I'm going to read you guys a poem before we go to another free beat by Aisha. And I just want you guys to know you're loved, you're wanted. And you know what? We all have something that we've done. We all have a dark secret in our closet, and we all are struggling with something. And some of us can put on happy faces, and some of us cannot. But you know what? You don't have to hide. Admit your sin, or maybe it's not a sin, maybe it's something that somebody's done to you. Forgive them and go on, because you know what? You have so much to offer this world, and you are so amazing and so loved. Don't let the dark shadows of life take you out. I'll read you a poem that I wrote June 14, 2007, Stronger by Choice. Stronger is not what you see. Stronger does not have a shape, color, or personality. Strong is the person that changes in the moment to help their mind, body, and spirit to heal. Strong is a willingness to help others, even when you feel weak or inadequate. Strong is knowing you are strongest because of faith in God or whatever your higher power is. Strong is taking the next step day after day. Stronger the smile you have no matter what. Stronger is you. You are stronger.
This is a poem written by me. Please, you need my permission to share it and use it. All right, we're going to go to Free Beat by Aisha. We'll be right back. That was Free Beat by Aisha. Now, I know some of the people might be like a little offended by that song, but I play all music of song, not unless they're too way out there or too cursing. We all have a freedom of speech or freedom of right. I just want to help the independent artists that I really know are centered and really try to get their music out there. Nobody's perfect, but everybody has a different beat and different music, and we all like something different. I really appreciate you guys tuning in with Rolling with the Diva. It has been an honor and pleasure, as always. So I just want to thank you guys for that, and just thank you guys for listening in. And I don't know who won the Super Bowl, and I could care less because my team, the Cowboys, weren't there because we didn't cheat our way into it like the Saints did. I'm just saying, you know, am I like holding a grudge? No, I just don't like them because they're like cheaters and they always have been. But anyway, I just want to thank you guys for listening. I hope that you guys are able to sit down, take some time for yourself and do some self-care, absorb some of the things that were said in here, especially for women today. And for African-American women, it's sad that we just have this month to celebrate African-American. But you know what? We're all important. Doesn't matter our color, our heritage, we're all important. Take the time to love yourself, okay? Because if you don't love yourself and allow God to love you, then you're going to be just going around in circles, just like Renee said. We're going to close out with Jehovah.
Jehovah, the God that healeth me, Jehovah.